Hello, everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron, and we have some bizarre headlines to break down this week, including, quote, Hannah Brown's brother Patrick hangs out with Jed Wyatt's ex, Haley Stevens. What does that mean? Tell you in a minute. But first, I wanted to note that I addressed the Chris Harrison situation at length on last week's bonus Friday episode and gave an update on Tuesday's recap episode, Mellencamp. And there haven't been too many developments since then. The show has not announced who will be hosting after the final rose in Chris Harrison's absence. And we don't know if Bachelorette is going to be filming as normal, which would be in March through May, shortly after the final rose. Sometimes there's even overlap. They start filming before or after the final rose. They have not announced a Bachelorette, but you know, Mike Fleiss, the creator, is on Twitter, always retweeting and liking tweets about it. He did like a tweet about Abigail potentially being the Bachelorette. He retweeted an Us Weekly post asking who fans want to see. Sort of implying that things are going to move forward as planned. Chris Harrison, for his part, has been quiet ever since the second apology. He moved to Texas recently, actually, so I feel as though he might be dealing with everything that's going on in Texas right now. Not so worried about The Bachelor. His girlfriend, Lauren Zima, who works for ET, did noticeably not release a new episode of her show, Roses and Rosé, that covers The Bachelor, and confirmed she was, quote, stuck in the Midwest right now, likely with Chris Harrison in his house in Texas, if I had to guess. Entertainment Tonight has been covering everything going on. Lauren, her part, did release a mini statement saying what Chris said was unacceptable and we needed to do better, and it was disappointing. Other than that, he's been quiet. There's been a lot of talk within the Bachelor Nation of who should replace Chris Harrison. There's still people talking about Rachel Lindsay. Tayshia kind of threw her hat into the ring during clickbait, talking about how much she loves hosting. I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. I think they're going to have a lot of alums involved, whoever is on good standing with the franchise but also isn't afraid to speak their mind, like a Tayshia or a Rachel, who does have a contract with the show, with Bachelor Happy Hour. I think they're going to have a few different people come on and lead a conversation. Matt James, for his part, I mean, you can't really trust what you see on Instagram, but seems to be all right. Him and Tyler Cameron and Tyler Cameron's new model girlfriend were hanging around in Florida, like at an aquarium or something. So they're doing okay. Rachel Kirkconnell, still can't decide how to pronounce that one. A couple people called me out on my flip-flopping pronunciations. Apologize. Also has been quiet. So that has calmed down a little bit. Taylor Nolan continues to do some interesting and great Instagram lives about the situation. There's a lot of talk still on Instagram, but not so much major developments. There was also an update that Chris Harrison might lose his Procter & Gamble contract, some deal with like toothpaste, but that was like a very generic statement. Like, we're exploring these claims. So TBD on that too. But I want to talk about Hannah Brown, because Hannah Brown has had quite the week. Former Bachelorette, season 15 Bachelorette Hannah Brown, Miss Alabama herself. She started the week by going Instagram official with her boyfriend. She is dating a model named Adam Woolard. They made it official on Valentine's Day. She posted a picture of them kissing while riding horses. Quote, Happy Valentine's Day at Adam, adding a heart emoji. Then she reposted another story of them holding hands, saying, feeling all the love, happy Valentine's Day, y'all. So these two first sparked dating speculation last month when they were seen holding hands in LA. Then they were spotted together in Nashville. I'm happy for Hannah. This is great. People were joking he looks like Tyler Cameron. I don't not see it, but I think that ship between Hannah and Tyler has officially sailed. Tyler said he heard he's a good guy, hasn't met him. Matt James said something similar. Matt James might have said he actually has met him and is looking forward to Tyler and Hannah and all of them being friends. So that's interesting. But Hannah's happiness may have been short-lived, because not with Adam, I'm sure, you know, they're doing well. But she's back in the news for a few other things, including how she reacted to the Rachel Kirkconnell situation. Hannah Brown did come out and say, you know, the future of the franchise needs to do better. And you know, and kind of similar to what a lot of the leads said, this is unacceptable, we need to do better. But Rachel Lindsay did a Reddit Ask Me Anything with her Higher Learning co-host Van Lathan on Monday night, I believe. And she was asked about photos of Hannah Brown. Now, remember that the Rachel Kirkconnell situation kind of blew up when these photos of her at an Old South themed party on a plantation in Georgia became like resurfaced. And now there are pictures of Hannah Brown in 2013 wearing one of those Old South type dresses as well. And it has been deleted and scrubbed from her Instagram. Unclear when those were deleted, but they, of course, they're resurfacing now. But Hannah's photo was from the presentation of the Tuscaloosa Bells, a charity organization that encourages women to learn and become involved in the Alabama community and like history preservation. So it's not quite the same as a frat party, which I think is important to note, but it has been deleted from her Instagram and Hannah Brown has not addressed it. However, Rachel Lindsay was asked about it on this Reddit Ask Me Anything and said, quote, I think there's a reason that her comments, meaning her comments about Rachel Kirkconnell, on the situation lacked substance. Then when she was asked specifically about the photo, she said, wait, seriously, this is why actions speak louder than words. This is why we have uncomfortable conversations, and this could have been a really big teaching moment. We can't continue on a path of pretending things did not happen or running away from them. We do not, quote, learn and grow from that. So I think Rachel Lindsay's point is that Brown, you know, came out when she got in trouble last year for saying the N-word and promised to do better. And I think she had like a diversity consultant or coach. She did a lot of Instagram lives and she did speak a lot about her journey then. It kind of has gone away a little bit. We don't know what Hannah's doing in her personal life. And also I don't really know, you know, the rules or the expectations for things like this. Like how do you keep showing what you're doing and what's the best way to go about that? I don't know. But I do think that these pictures have been floating around all over these Bachelor fan accounts, and it's kind of bizarre for her not to address them. So I think it would be in Hannah Brown's best interest to explain what this charity organization is or, you know, just address them versus letting other people address them for her or whatever is going to keep happening. I don't know, but I'll let you know if she ever does address them. But also, in another bizarre situation, do any of you remember the name Hailee Stevens? Because if you don't, I'm about to enlighten you. Hailee Stevens is the aspiring country singer who was allegedly dating Jed Wyatt during season 15 of The Bachelorette. If you don't recall, Jed was supposedly in some sort of relationship with this Hailee and promised to be with her after the show because he only went on The Bachelorette to try to give his music a chance, give himself to make a name for himself, which is something he's admitted on the show and several times. Jed has been honest about that. He has, however, denied that he was leading Hailee on or that they were dating or that he was his girlfriend, because obviously this all blew up in his face when the People magazine story ran and Hannah confronted him about it like 2 weeks or maybe 5 weeks. I want to say 2 to 5 weeks, kind of a big spread, but it was something like that after they got engaged. So why are we talking about Hailee Stevens again? Good question. Hannah Brown's younger brother, Patrick, decided at some point to befriend Hailee. Unclear how they know each other. Obviously, we just saw Hannah Brown in Nashville. I believe Hailee lives in Nashville, so maybe this was a Nashville connection. I don't know. But he took to Instagram on Thursday and said, quote, ready to celebrate with you this weekend, bud, kissy face emoji, winky face emoji. And the song by Ashley McBride, American Scandal, appropriate, was playing and said, quote, don't tell me the world couldn't handle a good old-fashioned American Scandal, hold me, baby. Those are the lyrics to that song, which were playing on the Instagram. And Hailee reposted the photo saying, can't wait, bro. So very unclear if these two are just friends, if they're trolling us, if there's something there. Just bizarre. Hannah Brown, I feel like we're back in like 2019 all of a sudden because we're talking about her nonstop. Only difference is she's got a new model boyfriend and it's not Tyler or Jed or Peter for that matter. So bizarre. I don't know why they're hanging out. I feel like this is going to blow up a little bit and there's probably going to be some context. I was reading old Hailee Stevens stories on Us Weekly when I was writing about it and preparing for this. And it was really just crazy how at the time, how big that scandal was. And now, you know, it kind of came up again last month when Dylan made those claims about Jed and he promised to record that podcast exposing everything that never came out. But maybe he'll do it now. Maybe he has a message for Hailee. Before we go, we have to talk about Clarendale. Claire and Dale, you guys, are all over Florida, holding hands, canoodling at dinner, and sparking speculation that they are back together. They have been in several different Florida cities over the past week, most recently spotted at Rosebud Steakhouse and Seafood in Osprey, Florida. And an eyewitness told us that, quote, they had a great dinner. They looked like they were totally happy with each other. She had her hands on him, on his lap. He had his hands on her. 100%, they looked like a couple. They looked very happy together. They were sitting in a booth, a round booth, and they sat next to each other at the same time, on the same side. People dining at the same time knew who they were, so they would stop by and say hi and ask them questions. They were very nice people. They were definitely in love, according to the eyewitness. Another onlooker tells us that it didn't look like they had broken up recently. Also, when someone asked the athlete what he was doing there, he told them that he was looking at property in Venice because it's so quiet and nice. But the source wasn't sure who Dale was referring to when he said they were looking at property. So are Claire and Dale moving to Florida? Potentially. Another source tells us that Dale was in the area to attend a friend's wedding. And Claire flew there to be with him and to either give him another chance or explore this friendship relationship situation. I think it'll be telling if we see Claire at this wedding with Dale. And I'm sure there will be photos of it, because if we've learned one thing for this whole scandal, people in Florida love to snap photos of bachelor people out and about who, I don't know if they, and that's the other thing, you guys. It's kind of frustrating to me. Because I feel like whenever Claire and Dale do address this, they're going to make some comment about how they wanted like time to explore their relationship. And it's like, okay, then why did Dale post Instagrams where you could clearly hear Claire laughing in the background? And why did they post pictures from the same restaurant with the same plates in the background? You know, maybe they aren't going to say that, but a lot of times you hear people come out and be like, we were trying to figure out what we were. We couldn't, you know, handle the public also weighing in. It was the same thing with like Hannah Brown and Tyler when they were quarantine crewing together. Like, you're teasing us with this stuff. If you wanted to do this privately or have these conversations privately or not have people want to know, I feel like there's a better way to do it. I really do. Randomly, these were sent to me. That girl, Elena, who Dale was accused of having an affair with, which she denied, Dale denied, everyone denied. The real estate agent was getting all these comments on her Instagram after Claire and Dale were spotted together, and she was clapping back at them. So first, it's just so bizarre that people feel the need to like flood this random girl's Instagram comments about Claire and Dale, which kind of made me laugh, but also made me kind of sad. But someone commented on her post, "You bought Kardashian hips to get the likes of Dale? He's nothing special and has no money." And she responded, "Preach, girl. Didn't pay for the hips. Got them from my mama. Def never used them for that. Punks has no money." Maybe the only factual part of this comment. Shady. Someone else said, "That's some very vibrant moss behind you," referring to like the plant in her photo. And she said, "Much more beautiful. No." And somebody else said, "Home wrecker." And she said, "Nah, you got the wrong girl." She also said, "No, I did not. He didn't cheat." Oh, someone said, "You're looking a little chunky." Oh my God, that's so rude. "Why would Dale cheat on you with Claire?" And she said, "He didn't. I would never. Not before, during, or after. No shot. Thanks for calling me little, but I prefer thick over chunky." I mean, geez, you guys. Not great. It's just bizarre that these comments are resurfacing, but also it is a little suspect for me that she would feel the need to clap back so strongly. I'm not saying that they had an affair, because they both denied that like several times, but why would she even care to get involved again? Like, you know, these comments are probably going to get picked up by like a bachelor site or something. I don't know. It feels weird to me. Maybe she's just really over it. And maybe she knows stuff that Dale's told her about Claire. And now she's like rolling her eyes that they're all over the place. Cause don't forget, these were the people who Dale told TMZ and everyone else that it was so healthy for them to be separate, and they couldn't be together, and it wasn't right. And he was crying on Instagram saying he cared about Claire, but they just were not the right people, and you have to do that. And now they're all over Florida hanging out. So I'm sure we will see more content of Claire and Dale. I'm sure they will address it at some point. He has some Instagram caption right now about how happy and grateful he is for this week. So we'll see. People are joking that like ABC paid Claire and Dale, and now maybe Hannah Brown and Hannah Brown's brother, to distract from Chris Harrison. I don't think that's true, but it is, you know, kind of funny. Looking forward to next week's episode of The Bachelor. We have hometown dates. This is the official synopsis for episode 8. We still have quite the journey to go, you guys. We have Hometowns, then Women Tell All, then Fantasy Suites. I believe the finale will be airing the week of March 15th. I don't know if it's going to be two parts or what, but I think we still have quite the journey. Including, quote, "It's time to meet the families. Though Matt and his final four won't be leaving the resort, their loved ones have safely arrived and are ready to get to know the man that has stolen these women's hearts. Over the course of these four intense emotional dates, there will be plenty of tough conversations, heartfelt moments, and touching surprises. In the midst of all the thrills, Matt's ego may not be the only thing that gets bruised along the way." So that pretty much tells us nothing, but I love Hometowns. I think it's always so fun to meet the families. I love to see if they're going to just embrace this process or if they're going to look at their daughter and be like, "You're crazy. We're getting out of here. You're not marrying this guy." Time will tell. Especially, I think all eyes are going to be on Rachel's family. Whether that's deserved or not, it should be quite the interesting reaction. So thank you for tuning in to another mini episode of Here for the Right Reasons. Don't forget to like, subscribe, DM me all your thoughts, your concerns, your own conspiracy theories, and come back next week for another recap of Matt James' season of The Bachelor.